All right, everyone, here I am. I'm back. Test for echo, test for echo. Taking calls this whole hour. Thank you for the people.space, and thank you the PRQ team and BBS Radio. Keep getting through the material. We'll figure this out for ourselves. Thank you so much. This is Project Review with Q, and keep your prescription subscriptions going. This is how we identify you, for lack of a better way, that's neutral, outside of systems, a way to get you stimulation and through yourself. Your pure intentions, keep publishing your projects. Never stop. If you're inspired and you want to talk to somebody, just send them to me. They will go somewhere. It's beautiful, beautiful exercise of how we manifest unbelievable intentions. Boy, that's a poor manifest. How did we get tricked in that word? Anyway, apparently I'm on a barge of in a barge coming out of the hold, and then the doctor births me. I mean, how did we get tricked? Anyway, PRQ, we started the show because we wanted to be exclusively about ideas, solutions. It really doesn't matter what it is, whether it's healing or music, communication, translation of harmonics, how the spirit talks through a body, what our identities are, why we have priorities, how we deliberate here, emotions. It's very unique for you to have emotions. So any project is really valid here because we're playing in a very emotional planet. It's very exciting. To say the least, really always understand whatever you words you like about if we just keep working or moving forward, there's is the solution. As long as you're moving forward there and in your excitement, you win every time in the ascension cycle. You never have any problems as long as you keep going forward. It's bliss. I want to do, even if you're living in a ditch, as long as you want to explore your motivation is really fantastic. It's super simple. You overthink this thing, you're going to overthink this thing. So that's the best I can do. And let's see if we can find some people talking. You can call me today and talk about everything. And I'm seeing the demand to talk to me. And I love talking to you. And so I will work hard to see where I'm inspired to talk to you going forward. Let's increase the volume of calls here in the future. Let's see how we do collaboration all together. Maybe we do get a football arena. Who knows? Maybe that'd be easier. We should land patent it. I always wanted to be a Raider. Anyway, it's an idea. Oh, maybe, wait a minute. What about Dallas? That was a cool outfit. All right, let's see if we've got any calls. Got to be an entertainer at the end of the day here, don't I? Okay, where are we at? Current. Okay, do I have the right list? Okay, we got Susan, Karen, and Donnie. We got Bo from Idaho. Okay, I'm going to go with, I got a lot of choices here, folks. Forgive me. I'm going to go from BBS. I'm going to go Bo from Idaho on line two. Intention, manifestation, and synchronicity. Bo, are you there?
I am here, beautiful Q, and so happy to talk to you. I've got a
Beautiful,
story for you.
beautiful, beautiful love. All my love to you.
Right back at you.
What you
So
got going?
my
What's going
little
on, Bo?
story, well, you might remember a couple of weeks ago I called in about my family fixing my car, and I had made that intention at Christmas time, and I came back January 3rd, and they fixed my car, which, by the way, now I can go on road trips to find my forever property. But a week ago Thursday, I was speaking to my beautiful friend Lauren, who I just have to give a shout out. She and Susan Zosha from New York just had a great show. A number of people popped in to talk with Aloha and Karen, a bunch of other people right before this show. Anyway, Lauren and I were chatting, and I told her, you know, I'm going to get a certificate for to have a pet in my apartment building, a companion pet, because it's a $500 deposit to have a pet, and half of that's non-refundable. And then I said, you know, I really want a schnauzer. I want a little black mini schnauzer. And the conversation, you know, of course, went to other things. And I went to bed that night, abruptly awoken early the next morning, like before 7, somebody knocking on my door, ringing my doorbell, and my neighbor had a schnauzer in her arm. And she said, you're the only person I could think of. She said, can you take care of her? My ride's here and I have to leave. I said, sure, let me take care of her. And unbeknownst to me at the time, the neighbor went out of town for a couple of weeks. So I did all the things I was supposed to do. I called the manager of my complex. There's a great big complex next door. I called them. I called the animal shelter. I called animal control. I went to a vet and got her read to see she had a chip. She didn't have a collar on. And now I have Lily. I manifested my schnauzer. And she is so sweet, Q. You would love her. She's such a little light being. And I just wanted to tell people that.
Okay, the schnauzer, forgive me, but that's the one that looks like it's smoking a pipe, right?
Oh yeah. It just needs a little.
It's got like a mini beard, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Got it. Yep. Got it.
She's not all black. She's black and silver, but I manifested her overnight. It's like this, like you said on the earlier show, things are happening really fast now.
Okay, let's hold us there. Let's get something out of this. Okay, so you are really teaching us a lot here. Okay, now, how did the origination, if you don't mind, it's okay to ask you questions?
Of course.
Okay, so how did you originate the envisionment of the animal? Was it the being you wanted to associate with, or was it the visuality of I want a schnauzer? Which one? Like, I want a little more. So I watched the mermaid do it. Good God. We're all in trouble if she's here. Okay, because she's just going to surround herself with life. So she doesn't really see. She sees life first, and then the being shows up. And that's why, you know, she's very attractive to so much life. So as an example, she would want a golden retriever as example, but she would see the vision of the being first, and then the golden retriever would be the body that she would want. Do you do it that way, or do you see the golden retriever, the schnauzer in this case, first, or the being that you want to associate with you?
So years and years ago, I had a schnauzer, and I've never felt closer to an animal and almost another being. There's a few exceptions of beings and human bodies, and I feel just as close to. I wasn't expecting to replicate that. I've lived alone for a long time. And I wanted the being here first, and then I thought in the body of a schnauzer, because I love their personality and the little pipe too.
Cool. So now I already knew that about. So now I already knew that about you. That's why I set you up. I guarantee you, the relationship you were looking for showed up, not the identity of the relationship. Correct.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, and it comforts you, and you know the affection you get from that being. That's equivalent, and that's how we're used to doing it. Is, well, it'd be sure nice to have a friend today, and here the friend is.
Yeah,
it's scary how fast we're able to do that now, isn't it? We have to take great care. Our powers are so strong now. We have to take great care, don't we?
Yes, we do. Can I tell you something? When I told Carrie about this, Carrie in Oregon, about the schnauzer, and I said, yeah, I'm going to have to be really, really careful about the twin flame app, because, you know, it's like, she goes, yeah, you might just come knock on your door and say to you, what took you so long? But my next intention really is to find my property.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, that's
okay,
that's
so
it.
let's do
So
it.
I
Let's
know
do
it's
it. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. I
okay.
command prime creation
I command prime creation
to give me everything and all that I need.
To give me everything and all that I need.
Count after me. Five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now.
Now. Wow.
All right. All right. Let's see
I
how
noticed
we go.
The kitty was in there too, helping in the background.
Yeah, I love it when she helps out. That's which one is that? That's Coco. Yeah. So the cats are interesting. They're really good communicators because they don't say a word until they have to. And a lot of times in the building I'm in, I don't let the cats out, and they get angry. They go, "Let me out!" And you guys are on the air with me, and I was like, "They're going to think I'm beating these cats." But they're really they only talk when they really need to. And so they're that cat particularly is helping us today. So here's what I noticed about animals so far. Mermaid had a relationship with an animal in Mexico, and we moved to Canada, Australia, America, many other countries. And she wanted another similar animal, but she really just wanted that relationship back. So she and I said, well, okay, so if we're going to go find a stray animal, you want the same being to be back in that animal. Is that, and we assessed it and we said, you know, we're not really assessing. It was like, I just loved her so much. Can we have her back in our lives? And sure enough, that spirit went into another animal, and now we live with it again. So it's that's how fast we're going now. So you're able to jump into other bodies. We're able to contact, participate with other spirits in our consciousness that are collective. And the reason I'm saying that is there's a call here I'm not going to take today, because I'm not sure if I have time. I might. And it is a question of how do we communicate to everyone's hearts? We're already doing it. And this lady's out of New York, but we're already doing it. It's just how do we work with it? So thank you for the call today. Do you mind if I move
I
on
love
to
you
another
so
call?
Much. I do not. I love you so much.
I love you. Okay,
bye.
She's around. She's always flirting with. Thank you for the call. All right. I'm going to do my best to get to you, Karen, but I'm going to move on to Corinne and Donnie on line three. Did timeline shift momentum during the U.S. presidential inauguration? I love political questions. No one's ever really – everyone's scared to ask me political questions because they know it's about to pass. Corinne and Donnie, are you there on line three?
Yes, Q. Blessings to you and Mermaid and the entire Q team. We love you.
Love you, Donnie. What's going on? How did you figure out it was really me? How'd you know it was really me?
Our heart. We know it. We know we're a fractal part of you.
Thanks
Mermaid
a lot.
It's really our heart, Q. Can I, before we get to that, we don't mean it as political, because what the heck is political, Q? But I wanted to play off of some of what beautiful soul sister Bo called in on, because we've always identified with boxers, but not necessarily like I love what you and Bo said. So I'll just quickly comment that it was always their playfulness, their clown, not a clone. So we can play with that word, but they're clowns in like a Harlequin way, if you will. Yep. And they're in the moment, and they're higher intelligence. They're always curious, but then all beautiful babies with fur are. But they're just something about boxers that match our frequency. So I thought I'd throw that out. So I love what you brought up with Bo. And, yeah, it was just fun. It was so fun. Lauren and Zosia, I love them as well. They bring up so much. So, Q, if I may, or we may, thank you, by the way, for putting a huge sail beneath my wings. I made a monumental decision. I know you know what that is. And, yeah, it's beautiful. Definitely moved it more into my heart and will go forward, if you will, or expand some from there.
Is bravery a real emotion, or are we always brave?
Oh, we are always brave. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful question. We're always brave, Q. It's mm-hmm. recollecting that and recollecting our divinity, our power is how I would answer that. we have this interesting question, but it's not almost a question, but I'd love for you, we would, if you can speak of a huge timeline, if you will, shift. I would call it, or a momentum, because the momentum is creation of that timeline. But we have an inner knowing, right, that on a massive scale, if you will, there seems to be a reversal, I would put it, or Donnie and I would, as reverse engineering of the collective consciousness that occurred, like on an energetic level, when Q-Trump was inaugurated, that beautiful day. So can you speak of a huge timeline shift or momentum that we feel from our heart that took place when Q Trump was inaugurated publicly, for the highest and greatest good of humanity?
Very good. Now, what have you noticed since that day and or prior to that day? What have you noticed? Are you noticing a little more skip in your step?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And on a collective scale, as well, for the handful of beings that we speak to or connect with.
Okay, so what if more... So. Let's just take you and put you as the one percenters. You're a one percenter of understanding of consciousness and awareness. But what if you were living with 99% of people who only believed on a savior and they finally got... So the population of people who couldn't wait for Don to get back into the office all believe in the process and the systems and so forth. So what if you're so sensitive, you're so aware that when everyone gets excited about a direction, you're feeling it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so that tidal wave, you're actually one of the people pushing it because you're aware of the synergy, energetics of the light going, thank God we got something. We're headed somewhere. We're doing something. We're not being suppressed. You're feeling that through your heart, are you not?
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Yes, collectively.
Like, you don't even have to label it. You don't have to put an identity. Like, something's happening. You can hang your hat on that, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Feel it. Yeah.
Don't try and identify it as something. Just know we're really putting the hammer down now. The throttle is getting pushed all the time now. Mm-hmm. And we got to take care. We got to take great care. Going downhill is trickier than going uphill, I guarantee you.
Or would the analogy be more likened to that wave you just mentioned, Q?
I can only do my best to explain. I've done this so many times on all the other planets and all the other beings we've been. We get excited about solutions, they're just limitations. Much of our solutions are limitations because everything is possible now. Everything. It's how much we want to focus. Where do we want to focus now? That's all it is now. It's just getting our binoculars out. Where do I want to see my experience now? That's all it is. That's all I can do in these words.
Oh my God, that's so perfect. And we see it collectively, but just prior to the collective, it starts with the individual and our choices. So that's so incredible. Thank you so much, Q.
Thank you. I'm always have you on my list, all right? I always have you on my list. I need you, and I love you.
And the same here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love you so much, Q.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. So you should see a pattern now with where each one of us participates in your reality. And so that's one of the detriments of the bad guy's tool, the internet, is we're participating with your internet, as you can see. But here's the Achilles heel is I'm participating in the internet. So you're going to feel something. There's harmonizers on me. There's all sorts of tools. So you can't, my voice is actually twice as deep as what you're hearing. As an example, but you can feel the richness of energy from the light. You should be able to, just like when you talk to yourself, you'll feel the richness of the light. And so it is comical. We're well on our way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm wondering which way I should go. Let's see here. I've got a few. I know. I'm supposed to say thank you for your call. Okay, I'll do thank you for your call. Thank you, BBS. Okay, let's do, gosh, I'm so lucky to have you guys call in. Collecting systems of controls, star from New York. Let's see, Kelly. Ooh, let's see this one. Keep calling, you guys. I'm not being a prima donna here. I'm just doing my best to find, you know, fun stuff to talk about today. Kelly from Oregon on line 6 would like to ask if you felt the last show's energies. The last show was Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Friends. So Kelly from Oregon, did you already call in on line 6 or what do you got?
That's my question. Did you feel us?
It was really funny because we were like, yes, correct.
But we felt you. It was a love fest. And I was hoping Aloha would come on and Aloha and I could love on you. That was my real hope today.
This show's
I'm
getting
still
dirty
hoping she comes on.
This show's getting like dirty.
I know, isn't it great?
You're loving on me.
Yeah, that was the whole process. Because so there's probably 7 of us now that are connecting that. It's a sea of love, probably more. I mean, it's more than that, but we are all connecting. And like you said, it's just we're creating these conference rooms and connecting even offline. And it's so synchronistic. And you were just talking about how, you know, sometimes the solutions, I don't know what you just said, I can't remember. But so for me, the answer for all of it is just a sea of love. We're just creating this sea of love and we're all participating, or those that are choosing to participate. And last hour we were loving on you and laughing and it was so much fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Ra, we're just so in love with you too. And we feel your love. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Any feedback we can get, we enjoy. Thank you so much. What do you want to play with today?
That I wanted to play with you. I just wanted to just share that and feel your love. And really all I wanted to do today was love on you. That was what I wanted to do was I want you to feel my love and I wanted to shout it off the mountaintops and just also confirm that you felt the last hour because it was pretty cool, pretty intense.
Thank you. Can you teach me something?
Of course. I hope.
What is it? So based on your topic, how do I understand the information you're receiving when we have transmissions. So are you seeing more information when we transmit through my body? And or what is the experience you're having so we would understand how to improve or just ask you what is it you're actually you're receiving through your heart? Is it frequency? Is it dialogue? What is it?
That's such a good question. Thank you for asking that. It's, for me, it's a frequency and a knowing. So it's both. I know I went on a walk in nature. I know you were there. I knew I was going to be on this call. And it's also just sometimes I feel you so strongly. It's just a knowing, and it's a sensory, physicality kind of sensory feeling, if that makes sense.
Okay, so you're listening to yourself is the answer you gave me. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a tuning in. I even said that to myself today. I'm really, in the old cars where you had the AM FM dial and you had to turn it to really get it to, you know, come in clearly. I feel like I'm getting so close to just having this super clear connection. But I'm still tweaking it just a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that would be pretty normal, is calibrating yourself into this experience. Is that kind of what you said?
Yeah, it is a calibration. And I do that command every night to just recalibrate and reconfigure all of me. And so I know that's helping. It's just a gradual thing, but it feels like my turbo jets have turned on. It's going really fast and it's so much fun because we're connecting. The love is just connecting. It's exponential now. You just can't stop it. I'm on the QQ train for sure. And it's so much fun. I'm having so much fun.
Are you a Q-tard?
I am. Right. There's so many words I could use. Right. I'm a cutie. I'm a cutie.
Okay, cool. I got to get some T-shirts made. I think there might be a business opportunity here. I'm surprised people aren't selling these. Well, maybe they already are. What else do you have? Anything else you want to ask, talk about?
God, I have like 100 of them on my walk just asking about you. I know that you're not here, you know, all the time, but when you are, you know, I don't even know how to ask it, but when you're in your physical body, what do you enjoy doing? You know, I just want to know you, like you too.
Well, all of us have a placeholder. We're holding our bodies. So most of you are more powerful than me here, because you're dedicated to making activity. You're gonna go create something here, good or bad, doesn't really matter. So you're stronger than me in many cases, because I'm just kind of popping in, as you mentioned. The only dedication I have to peace here, without going into a city or a town, is helping really way up there. So obviously you can see I always want to be some kind of helper. I'm happy to be a custodian. I'm happy to, you know, brush the floors and everything. But for the most part, I love listening and learning what it's like to be here. This is a very unique place to have a light planet completely turned dark. It's completely... overuse the word. Oh, I've never seen such a grand abduction of a planet that's still so unbelievably beautiful with so much possibilities. So I'm going to want to work somewhere to help. That's all I do, is somewhere there's got to be some place I can be of help. And so I just look at it and explore it. And so it doesn't matter which body I'm in. Ultimately, nature is always going to be the solution for everybody. Getting in touch with your planet, being on the water, touching a tree every day, invigorating yourself with life is what I'm doing my best to explain. Growing a plant that feeds you, that is life. Did that help?
Yeah, thank you for that. And then, do you have fun experiencing through us?
The last 3 hours I was off the radio, I was hiking through forests. I barely got back here in time to start the show.
I was hiking with you then. I felt it.
Tricked you, didn't I?
I love that. I can feel it. It's so cool. I love you so much, and give my love to Ra. I wish I could talk
Will
to you
do.
Just endlessly. I really do.
Me too. We'll do our best. We can do this. We'll get this squared away. Don't worry. I love you. Thank you for your call. Thank you for the call. Thank you for your call. All right. I don't know. Since I'm entertainment, there's so many questions that come in, but I'm going to have to take this one because we are in entertainment here. I'm on a radio show, and we have to take line two. Lauren from Virginia would like to extend an invitation to the no pants party. So you want Q naked in front of you. Is that right, Lauren?
Hi, Q.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want, Lauren? Is that what you want? Better be careful what you're asking for. What do you want, Lauren? What's up with you? A little lonely, are you? Are you almost there?
You almost done?
Okay.
I'm almost finished.
Are you gonna use me in your dreams when you wake up in the morning or something? What is this question about? I want to know about this. Even Aloha knows not to do this, but we're so affectionate. Let's go, Lauren. Let's go.
Okay. Well, as you know, I have a show called Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Friends, and Zosha is the float host with me. And I would love to have you on the show to answer questions about, the yummy topics that we all want to know. And and to play. So I would, if you're inspired, and Mermaid too, both. I just would love to have, invite you on the show if you would like to play with us.
All right, let's hold up here. Hang on. Okay, so you have a radio show, and you're inviting me to it. When do you do the show?
Oh, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. And you do it on BBS, correct?
I do.
All right. Well, you hit them up, and they're my administrators, so thanks. All right. So what is the topic? What are the yummy? You stole that word, by the way. I know that. So what? I know who you stole it from. So what are the yummy topics? We need originality here. Okay, so what are some of the yummy topics you're going to dig into?
That is a Lucia. I know that is a Lucia. You're right. That's all Lucia.
So I told you, you stole everything from us. That's what we want. We want you to steal all our stuff. We love it.
Oh, cute. Well, I mentioned on the last call that I love making love. I just do.
Do you notice your orgasms are way different now?
Yes. I mean, and you know what? I know Robin and Mountain Man Mike talked about this on the show. And I have Q, I got a lot of energy running through me. I mean, what's a girl to do? I've got to do something with it. So I have worked. So.
Okay, keep going.
But
Let's see what Mermaid said.
I did do what Mermaid said. I would shoot the energy up to my heart. So it's a completely different experience. So... yeah, they are. They are. The quality is I don't know how to say
so
it.
Our fondness for our relationships is getting so dramatically different the way we actually assert the direction of affection in a quality that's never been seen before on the planet. Is that fair to say? It's completely, it's very comprehensive. You're not going to let a Joe touch you and give you a back rub if they're not of quality. Is that fair?
100%.
And so that changes procreation process. So even recreationally, even if you're giving somebody a massage, it's not really a way, you can't really measure it because your intentions are thorough. They're really pure. I really want to give someone a massage versus I have to give someone a massage. Completely different. They want a massage. I want to give someone a massage is where you're going. Is that fair?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. It's like check the box sex. I mean, we've all had it, right? So if it's not a 10, can't do it.
What else do you want to talk about? Glad we solved that problem.
I'd love to talk about the twin flame. I would love, remember on our one-to-one, mm-hmm. God, I was so nervous on our first one-to-one. And then when I presented my project, I was saying how I'd love to do my project with my twin flame. I mean, I can do it by myself, no problem, but it'd be more fun. So I would love to know more about the twin flames and what you and Ra have been teaching us about omnipresence. Mm-hmm. And that I would love to learn more about that.
Let me make sure I understand that. So you're happy giving yourself an orgasm, but you'd rather do it with somebody else. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we need to get you hooked up. We got a dating hotline called twinflames.com. Just sign up. Anyway, it's not going to happen.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. I love you. I love you so much.
All right. But what can we get out of this? What do we work on here?
Well, I feel like, you know, that's what we've been wanting. I'll speak for myself. I've been wanting to learn more about this because I've gotten it wrong so many times before, as you know. I've done a lot of work in the field. I've been on a lot of missions. You know, you go on missions, I go on missions too. So I've done a lot of work in the field, and I would like to get it right this time. And I would really love for you to just help me so I can get it right this time.
All right, one more time. Ask me one more time.
Okay, so I would love, you know, I've had a lot of experience, a lot of time out in the field, you know, learning, and I just want to get it right this time. I really do, because I would love to learn more about it so I get it right. Not that it was wrong in the past, it was all experiences, but we're at another level now. And I just want to explore, and who better than to hear it from the creators, you know, of the universe, you and Ra.
Okay, get what right, though? What is it?
The twin flame. I want to know more about the twin flame model. You know, I have lots of questions. I won't go into them, but what, particularly the specifics about it? Or, you know, have I been misled and I'm not understanding correctly? So it's just more granularity into that topic and what we can expect moving forward. It sounds like with omnipresence, it's not just one vessel, if you will. It's us recognizing spirit in other vessels. So that's my take on it, as what Zosha and I talked about on the show. So I'd just love to hear more about that.
Okay, so if you could help us, this is what Ra and I don't understand. What's obvious to us is not obvious to you, is what we're learning about is. So what is your definition of a twin flame? For us, it's very simple. And that's what we have to learn is, why is it not simple to society, we would say? We recognize how twin flames work so easily and how we would gravitate through a universe, the experience of us would, we would get our twin flame every time. Why do you, what is your definition of twin flame and how it works for you?
Well, I had never heard of a twin flame until probably 2 years ago. I'd never heard of it. I just knew within that there was a deeper experience of love. I didn't have a title for it, like I said, but I just knew it because I wasn't experiencing it in my relationship. And so to me, you know, it's this, if you go online and read all this stuff, it's, you know, you meet your other half, you know, and it's just, you can't run away from it. It just it'll keep coming back to you. And so that's it's your other half. And forgive me if I'm not, getting this correct, but, and it's not going to be in one body. It sounds like it's, just recognizing spirit. So that's why I'd love to have you on the show so we could talk about it more, because I could be wrong. I mean, I could totally be wrong.
You could be, but you'll never be wrong. Thank you. I'll 100%. I'll do the show, but I'm going to take my pants off before I do it. Is that all right?
That's perfect.
Okay.
And you know. Okay. I'll
maybe
just
that's
leave it
the
right
maybe
there.
That's the best. Maybe that's the best way. I won't show my face, but I just show my body naked. That'd be my first disclosure. It's like, cute. What's up, man? What's up, bro? Yeah, it's like you're hanging out. I don't know. I don't know. We're not going to do that. I'm not going to get in your identity train. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I might do it one day. I did it for Mermaid once, and she said, don't do that again. All right, I won't. Okay, so I'll do the show. But I need
awesome.
Quality, not I need quality, not quantity. I ain't a big collider. I need a lot of foreplay. Is that all right?
That's my specialty.
Okay, very good. I'll do the show.
I love
hook up, hook up the show with. Tell BBS what you want to do, and I'm happy to participate. I need lots of conversations. And thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. All right, let's see if I got time for one more. Let's see. Let's do Star from New York on line one, marriage. Thank you, Star, for waiting if you're still there. I'm so sorry I didn't get to you first. I've been skipping around here. Didn't see that one. Star, are you there from New York?
Yes, I'm here. No worries.
Hi, Star. Are you a sun or a star?
I'm both.
Nice. Nice recovery. I like it.
Is that possible?
Of course.
Awesome. So my question, which, you know, flows just seamlessly from the twin flame conversation, is about marriage. And wondering, I have a personal question for you, which is I'm wondering how you and Ross celebrate your union, because I feel like marriage and weddings have been so ingrained in our society. And I feel like we may be moving away from some of those more bigger conditions, and I'm wondering what it might look like for us moving forward, and maybe it's going to be more individual, but I'd love to know more about you and Ra and how you celebrate yourself.
Thank you so much for that question. It's very, very prominent and incredibly perfect. Thank you. You can actually look at maybe the legacy Native Americans in North America. You'll see when you had tribes, let's say you had a tribe of 30, 40 teepees, and you were let's say, nomadic. You would travel up and down the continent, South America to Canada, whatever you'd like to envision there. There's someone in the tribe you cannot resist. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
You have no choice. You're like, I just
right.
have to, and the other being feels the same way. Is that fair?
Yes.
Now, now where those feelings
like madness.
Come that's why we call it raw. So the magic of our Merkaba is it recognizes our, we're so malleable and we're so sensitive and we're so aware that we know who is who. Is that fair?
Yeah.
So when we celebrate, I'll give an example. Our biggest celebration is looking each other in the eye for endless amounts of time, transferring the volume of experiences we just participated in or share. Lucia does it the same way. All light beings do it the same way. We just want to be a participant with incredible, incredible attention. Mm-hmm. So how we celebrate that is endless. We do a lot of forehead work. So if she needs information from me, we just go forehead to forehead. And it could be affection, but it'd just be forehead to forehead. It could be nurturing. It could be endless ways. But the day we find each other in our total capacity in a physical body, we already understand the bond we have. And the only reason we play with your beliefs here is to play with your beliefs here. So we did go get married. We've been married many times on your planet just to play with your beliefs. But it's just to play. It's just to have a fun time with it. We don't believe in any of your restrictions of marriage. I would never wear a ring, but I would always wear her necklace. Always. Because she creates a crown for me. That's my crown. That stands in the emblem that she made me. Sits on my heart. And it'll never leave me. It'll never leave me. Does that give you some information?
Yes, that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. What are your other questions?
My other question is about the healers group. I know you've spoken about getting us together, and I think it would be really fun if we could have a healers group call. How's that going?
You like that idea?
I love that idea.
So the healers need me to help them heal? Are you sure about that?
You know, you're the best healer around, so I feel like we could learn from you.
I'll be careful here because I consider you the same.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
If you want to heal, wouldn't that be all you need?
Yeah.
That's why some of these topics are difficult for me because, well, then just heal. Well, I realize we're in bodies that have limitations or our biosphere has limitations or, you know, the way we've transferred energies through these bodies. Sure. So why would we focus on healing? Why wouldn't we focus on doing? So... If we focus on the past, aren't we slowing ourselves down?
Yeah.
So I don't like healing clubs, is what I'm trying to say. Just heal or go away. It's not fair, isn't it? It doesn't even make sense. We're right. Used to instantly healing. I'm working hard on instantly healing. That's where I would suggest we put our why are we not instantly healing? That's my question for you. Why are we not?
Because we're stuck in the past.
Because we have doubt, don't we?
Okay.
That's installed in us. We have doubt. I can't do it because I don't want to do it. And by the way, too many Reese's Pieces. I mean, we can do this all day long. So where does the doubt come from is my question. So if we never have used thought as our primary decision-making, I would say that is your healing first. Stop thinking. Stop doubting. Stop freaking out. Stop emotions that you're not in control of. huge fan of emotions that you are aware of, not the other way around. That's healed. So everyone should be healed now. That's all you need.
Perfect.
All right, good. I'm glad we're done. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I love you very much, and I enjoy your calls every time. I just so enamored. Please keep calling. You help so many people.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you for your call. All right. So many people I'm not going to get to today, and I want to be of great respect and appreciation for the next people coming on. We got a lot out of today, and you can see the changes are imminent. How did we create the word Good God. I have so much coaching and so much awareness from you and through you. We can't do this without you. You have to teach us. You have to teach us, because this is such an unbelievably different place than we've ever been. It's an amazing place, but your experiences, the way you've been controlled is so overwhelming. You don't really know which area to pick. There's just so many choices. And so I'll assume you can start seeing through your politics and your democracies, and all of it is starting to look a little different. And I will take any calls you want. If you want to pull up web pages, you want to recite someone else's dictation on a web page, I will take all those calls whenever you want. And I can proof them out for you. And I will show you how to qualify them, substantiate them through your heart, so you can see what's truth and what isn't. Is there really a war going on in Rome? All of those things. So don't be afraid to call with some of these questions, and I'll show you how to proof information out. Who are you going to believe now? You. That's who you're going to believe is you. That's ascension. I love you very much, BBS Radio. I love you very much, PRQ team. I love you very much for the people.space. And let's call it a day. Thank you for this beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening to me. And thank you for calling in. Keep your prescriptions rolling. We need to get a hold of you so you can make a difference for yourself as well as the world. My love to you. Have a beautiful day.